This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've got some big news for you video game fans out there, and even if you're like me and you don't really play video games, the last console I owned was a Sega Saturn. Go ahead, laugh, kids. Call me a boomer. I just lost interest in video games. I'm more of a book nerd myself, but I think we can all agree that this new video game from Alex Jones looks fantastic.
First, there was Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers. And now, we give you the ultimate politically incorrect game, Alex Jones, New Wars.
I had to bleep that, by the way, because the term Une Earled Way Order Way is not allowed on YouTube anymore. They consider that to be a dangerous conspiracy theory.
They're turning the friggin' frogs gay, you Nazi scum!
That is George Soros as one of the apparent final bosses of one of the episodes. I think we all know what that building is, right? On Bill Clinton's favorite island, which is literally one of the levels in the game.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
And if you go to alexjonesgame.com, it says that it's available on PC, Mac, iOS, and Android devices. But when I looked in the Apple App Store, I didn't see it, so maybe it already got banned. I don't think you can sideload games on iOS devices. I thought they all had to come from the App Store, but I could be wrong, or maybe you could play it directly through the website. I'm not sure. But this is fantastic. And aside from featuring George Soros, it looks like Mark Zuckerberg is also one of the final bosses. And there's Hillary Clinton, who's keeping a bunch of babies, as you can see, in cages. So far, the only media outlets that I have found that have reported on the game have been reputable media outlets. So, of course, they are few and far between. Well, only two of them so far, the Post-Millennial, which is a great website. And not the Babylon Bee, but they also have an actual news website of news that seems like it's so crazy that it might be satire, and it's called Not the Bee. And so they published this article just in time for Christmas. It's the Alex Jones video game. I can't believe how hilarious and fun this looks. Person writing the article says, I'll be up front here. I have never in my life listened to Alex Jones, and yet somehow I recognize every one of the references in this game. Which reminds me, a lot of people think that when Alex got banned from YouTube, Twitter, and every other social media platform, that he just shut down, that his show just ceased to exist. But if you're an old school listener like me, who by the way has been a regular guest on his show since 2005 for 18 years, literally, I have had Infowars.com bookmarked on my browser for longer than that, even since I think 2004, then you would know that you could just go there and live stream his show and click on the band.video link up there at the top. And then that takes you to his archive of his shows and his clips and the other shows and other hosts, which is basically like his own personal YouTube. And just a few days ago, when I was watching the show over on band.video, I got very sad after seeing this segment.
If they're able to not have me pay the bills, and the judge says he's not budging on this, that's the plan, then they're going to shut this down as early as January. And then there'll be about a three-month wind down, and then people, I'll be on air, and people are like, oh, here's millions. No, don't shut down. When I give you a date, and by then, it's been triggered, it's been set, it's been pulled back. Now, I'll be able to go somewhere else and do a show, and I won't go away. But for the crew and this infrastructure, it'll be seen as a victory for the enemy. And of course, they'll blow up their face and make what I do bigger. It's just, I think InfoWars should stick around.
He's talking about the bankruptcy, which is a reorganization bankruptcy, not a shutdown bankruptcy. But because of all the legal bills he's had to pay over the last 5 years, he's having a hard time paying his regular bills. And if he's not able to do that, then the judge who's overseeing the reorganization is going to rule that everything has to be shut down and sold off to satisfy those payments. And that would have happened by now if it weren't for, like I said yesterday, a Bitcoin donation that somebody gave him last year of $8 million that made the entire liberal media industrial complex and the Southern Poverty Law Center here, as you can see, absolutely furious, dubbed the Bitcoin Fairy. who is obviously an Alex Jones super fan, who probably has hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin, somebody who bought thousands of them a decade ago when they were just a few dollars.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
About this for a few weeks, but I haven't plunged into it and I haven't covered it. And so we're going to do it right now. A little more than 100 years ago, there was what they called a Carrington event, where a solar flare hit the Earth when it was rotated towards the sun in the Americas. And telegraph wires heated up red hot and melted across the United States. And the few areas that had power in the United States, the transformers blew up and were put into darkness. Now, the reason I raise that is that there's been major pre-programming for a decade, but it's been accelerating. And Klaus Schwab has said that an internet outage, a major cyber attack, like, let's get that clip. Schwab talks about cyber attack, it's everywhere, is imminent, and that it will make COVID and the lockdowns look tame in comparison. Well, the globalists want to crash the old system, bring in the new central bank digital currencies, the ESGs. Their old bubble is imploding right now. They need to pose as the saviors and have a war, race wars, you know, crises as the excuse to bring it in. And they admit that. They say we could use a virus, we could use a power outage, we could use a cyber attack, we could use an alien invasion. I mean, they all say this. We've covered it. To bring this in. Yeah, they found the clip. There it is. We'll play it in a minute. So they've been pre-programming this for a decade at least, heavily. And now the last year, it's reached bonkers level preparation. Like, how do I know when Ford a few years ago was going to put out a Bronco again? There were damn ads everywhere. Back in the 80s when Coke was going to have a new Cherry Coke, 6 months of Cherry Coke, Cherry Coke's coming. You know when the new thing's coming because they're everywhere telling you about it. Once you're conscious and not subconsciously just receiving the stuff, it's as clear as day. So I said 2 years ago, we've played the clips, more than 2 years ago, I said, I think they're going to claim right-wingers working with Russia are going to hack the cyber system and bring down the power grid, at least partially, so they've got to bring an internet ID and only send you to websites they control, which is the internet kill switch Obama put in. It's deep research goes into this. And then sure enough, earlier this year, 6 months ago, FBI memos, right-wingers working for Russia with no proof, just like Trump's a Russian agent, or I'm a Russian agent, with no proof, are going to hack the grid. Now, if you really wanted to get the grid, there's less than 220 points, like 215-18 points. You could shoot up the transformers, which we don't want to happen. We're not saying do that. And they don't have backup transformers which they should have on site. Congress has had a bunch of hearings and commissions on it. For like $3 million, they could have backup transformers there ready, or they could have harden the transformers even cheaper, put, you know, steel walls up around it, lead walls as well to stop a Carrington event, a solar flare, for another billion. So like $5 billion, less than $5 billion, you could protect them or have backups ready that could be hooked up in a few days. The power goes off. The Pentagon estimates in major strategic reports, they've done a bunch, that 90% of people on average would be dead within 1 year if the power stayed off. And there's no backup plan with just a little simple warehouse next to these 215, 16 sites. Some experts are 250 sites, but most experts say it's like less than 230 sites. You should have a warehouse right there. You drive down the highway, you see these big transformers and wires and these big machines and all the electrodes and everything. That equipment blows up from a solar flare or people machine gunning it. They don't have backups. They've not ordered backups. Maybe there's a few, but nothing like they need. Then they got to load them on trucks, on big, you know, extra wide 18-wheelers and drive them there and hook them up. They should be on site. I think as much money as they spend, this is so critical, they should harden them and have a warehouse at every facility, or at least another facility close by, that has all the key transformers. I mean, these things are the size of like two-story buildings. So this isn't like a transformer in your neighborhood that's, you know, 2 feet tall and a foot wide. And, you know, somebody shoots that, it blows up, your power goes off. And your power's off for a day, and the power company gets there, and they go up there, and they remove it, they put a new one in. These are the big giant ones. Some of them are two stories tall. You pump a few magazines of even 9mm into those, they're going to blow up. You shoot one of them, and I'm all for 50 cals. There's only been one crime committed with a 50 cal in the 80s, an armored truck robbery. The feds want to ban them. But no, with a 50 caliber rifle, a couple shots, you knock one out. But you, again, you could drive a truck through and ram it into it if you're a jihadi. There's no stopping it. You've got to have backups down the road, and you've got to harden them. It's easy. Put a big steel wall around it, and if you want to stop a Carrington event, a solar flare, you put, skip the break coming up, you put lead on it as well. It's like a quarter inch of lead, Congress study said. Cheap. $5 billion. You got lead and steel backing. $3 billion, you get steel. So, this is the real Achilles heel. And the globalists want a post-industrial world under Agenda 2030. And they're telling you it's coming, and they're telling you that the right-wingers, in all these headlines, just type in, right-wing Trump supporters attacking power stations. They've arrested no one. They have no proof. No one knows who's already done tests. They've blown up dozens of them. They've already hit the key sites. And they're telling you, just like I predicted. Now you could ask, well, did you give them the idea? No, I didn't give them the idea. I know how they operate. So, by the way, in Russia, they have underground bunkers for their entire 200 million plus population. We have no bunkers here for us. In Russia, I was looking it up, they have their main power transformers shielded, and they have backups nearby. And Russia's not one-tenth as rich as us. Why has our ruling class decided not to harden the key power junctures? Because there's six major power grids around the country. Guys, pull up a schematic of U.S. power grids. And just click images. It'll show you six grids. Texas is the biggest grid. We supply like seven states. We're the best grid. The feds have been attacking that regulatorily, trying to shut down its expansion, trying to shut down the coal to it. I mean, you know, shutting down the damn pipelines to it. So They're the ones shutting down the pipelines. They're the ones saying they want a post-industrial world. And then they're literally saying Trump supporters. Can you imagine a Trump supporter? On average, lowest crime rate, good, hardworking person, is going to get in their pickup truck or their SUV, and they're going to drive down, and they're going to even find out where the big relay center is in their area, one of these 200 plus. And then they're going to get out and shoot bullets into it to cut power off. That's the opposite of a Trump supporter. The left wants the power cut off. They're banning gas-powered stoves, for heaven's sake. I mean, do you? Yeah, there it is. Does six? See, I know what I'm talking about. Memory. Six power grids. The CAISO, the MISO, the ISO-NE, the PJM, the SPP, the ERCOT. And ERCOT, if you actually study it, funds the SPP. So I told you six states. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Really seven, technically. Because the Texas grid powers that yellow grid right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They can't help it. It's the same worldwide, run by the UN, run by Bill Gates. Yeah, there's Australian TV right there, Friday. And notice the media spun it. Oh, Jones is wrong. He said they'd bring the protocols back by mid-September. I said they'd start rolling them out. I said we could stop them. But they're still doing it in zones they control, and Bill Gates is praising them for what they've done. So the message here is, we're not just here like spectators watching a football game that just watch this. We can change this. We can do something. But the UN and the World Economic Forum and the FBI says the Trump supporters are going and are blowing up, listen to this, the power grid, and going to hack it because they want Trump. Trump's 20 points ahead of Biden. Why? What would blowing up the power grid do? So people can't vote in the voting machines to elect him? This is ridiculous. But this is how desperate they are. And I just ask the average police officer, or FBI, or anybody out there, I know you're compartmentalized, but is this really where you want to go? Because this is where we're going. So I want to shift gears now to the report by Greg Reeves, getting out the politics and just looking at the reality. Largest evidence, latest evidence points to, magnetic disaster. And the poles are moving. And they're claiming it's going to be a solar flare. But is it a pole shift? Why are they trying to depopulate? Why are they trying to get a grid in control? Why are they trying to act like, remember they sent Captain Kirk a couple years ago up on Jeff Bezos' spaceship, and he came back and he said, too bad the cataclysm is about to happen. You're about to all die. It's so sad. And we're like, what does that mean? Whatever it is, whether they're orchestrating it or whether they know it's coming, they believe the end of the world's coming, folks. Will they blow the power grid? Will they hack the grid? Will they attack us with nukes and say it's asteroids? Do they know something's coming? Why don't they try to stop it? We can launch missiles to stop it. I don't know, but you can feel it, folks. Something big's going down. And we all know it's not Trump supporters, for God's sakes, that are going to be attacking the power grid with the Russians. Here's Greg Reese's report.
During an interview with Patrick Bet-David, Raytheon whistleblower Eric Hecker reveals that he is likely an unwitting asset for the CIA.
But you're saying you've never been involved with CIA, you've not done anything with the CIA, that's not something you've done in the past before.
I have never been directly employed by any of those companies, alphabet agencies, however you want to title them. But having looked backwards, I question the proximity that I was to them. I may have been some sort of unknown asset, but I can tell you that certainly I was involved in peculiar activities 24 hours a day. There were certain clients that could call me 24 hours a day, and these clients would dictate when I met them, what vehicle I showed up with, which mansion we were going to.
Are these names we would recognize?
John Tunney was one of them, owner of the Carlyle Group. Familiar with the Carlyle Group?
Of course I am, yes.
I did a lot of peculiar work for the Carlyle Group and their facilities and their personnel.
So to unpack peculiar work, what does that mean?
I would say that I was set up as some sort of getaway driver.
Getaway driver from what?
Whatever he was doing in that mansion.
Did you ever see anything weird where you're like, this is kind of weird what they're working on?
I think I saw that all the time.
Through his billionaire handlers, Hecker was sent to Antarctica as a plumber and given full security access. He claims to have seen directed energy weapons that are capable of creating earthquakes. and seems unaware of the obvious, that he was sent there by his billionaire handlers to do exactly what he's doing now, saying that the government is creating earthquakes. It's interesting to note that even though they happen constantly and are often devastating, there is no official public earthquake reporting. The Dutch Sense channel on YouTube stands out as the premier source for up-to-date earthquake information. For over a decade, Michael Janich has been using USGS data made available to the public and reporting on it, kind of like a weatherman for earthquakes and volcanoes. He has successfully predicted several earthquakes over the years using simple methods he learned from years of observation. Janich has come under fire from government officials in the past, but they have now convinced him to stop. It appears as if the government doesn't want anyone looking into earthquake activity and wants you to think that they are creating them. And maybe they are. But in the late 1940s, the U.S. government discovered evidence of a coming magnetic pole flip. This information was initially classified and was immediately followed by the beginning of the unscientific global warming hoax. The CIA censored the Adam and Eve story by Chan Thomas, which describes cataclysms that cause advanced civilizations to vanish from the Earth without a trace. We've covered this subject before in the report, Imminent Cataclysm and the Plan to Survive the Great Reset. And suspicious observers who have been covering this subject for years is saying that we are in it right now.
It is important we review the two recent studies confirming that we did have a mini geomagnetic excursion in the middle of the Holocene about 6,000 years ago, first found in China and then confirmed in volcanic flows in Russia. We have added it to the list of officially confirmed excursions in recent history. We do appear to have magnetic changes on the planet every 6,000 years. There are several studies one could look to for the fairly perfect lineup of these geomagnetic changes on Earth with major environmental disasters, including the peaks of species extinction. And there's no mystery as to why. The magnetic field of Earth, which protects our planet from space radiation, weakens tremendously in these excursions and becomes misaligned with the poles, leading to major influx of space energy to Earth. NASA scientists and others declared in the year 2000 that we had lost 10% of the magnetic field since the middle of the 1800s, and the ESA Swarm Magnetic Field Mission upgraded that number to 15% in their 2010 mission report and update. 10% lost in 150 years, and then another 5% lost in only a decade. That's serious. And several subsequent studies confirmed that the magnetic field has begun changing faster and faster, all pointing to one inevitable conclusion. The cycle is not only due again, but it's happening. And it doesn't take thousands of years, and no, it's no small matter for the Earth and the creatures that live here.
Greg Reese reporting.
Okay, so let's shift gears to London Guardian headline and others I have right here. Could controlled blackouts save the Earth from climate change? And here's some of the headlines. Government tests energy blackout energy plans as supply fears grow. UK drops plan to prepare for winter blackouts with energy rationing campaign. National Grid stand down coal plants on standby in icy winter. They're now announcing, ERCOT in Texas did do the last two blackouts because the feds wouldn't let them turn on coal plants. I told you that. It was on record. The governor asked for them to turn the power up, and people say, how is Texas under their control? That's the EPA. UK failing to protect against climate dangers, advisors warn. UK energy crisis response. I asked for the Guardian. They found a bunch of articles on that. But the point is that I showed you the Austin American Statesman 2 weeks ago. Texas looking for blackouts to save Austin and to save us from climate change. Would an occasional blackout help solve climate change? LA Times, on screen now. They're the ones cutting the power, folks, and telling you Trump supporters are about to blow everything up. Come on, people! You're going to let them plug us into the dark? You're going to really go along with this? This is Hitler 10.0. Stay with us.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We have the UN, we have the WEF, we have the corporate media, we have Beto O'Rourke, AOC, William Shatner going up in a spaceship a couple years ago and coming back and saying everybody's about to die, the cataclysm's coming. We have the FBI saying Trump supporters are going to blow up the power grid imminently. And then you read NASA, they're like, oh my gosh, there's about to be a new Carrington event. Huge solar flares are going to blow out the satellites and all the internet. It's imminent. Meanwhile, the real power plants, the real energy, the real systems are all being cut off by our government, and China's only allowed to operate and have all the free energy they want. What is about to happen? What is going down? An artificial collapse to bring in their new global central bank digital currencies, their ESGs?
Or do they know there's about to be a major pole shift where Brazil is the North Pole and North America is in the equator, where the planet just moves, or the pole physically magnetically moves? Both can happen. Would an occasional blackout, help solve climate change? LA Times. That's what they're pushing. Government tests energy blackout emergency plans as supply fears grow. They're announcing in Texas they're going to cut the power off because the feds are saying they're not going to give us more power this winter. They shut down the coal power plants that are charging electric cars, put electric car chargers that use more than a whole house uses in a week. Powerful solar storm could knock out the internet for months. The Houston Chronicle reports there was the Carrington event in 1859, 1860. They had other events after it where telegraph wires were turned molten red and melted when a giant solar flare hit the earth. And now they're telling us it's imminent. It's imminent. It's imminent. The sun is going to shut down the internet. The sun's going to blow up the power grid. Powerful solar storm can knock out the internet for months. Solar storm can cause an internet apocalypse. Solar superstorm could wipe out the internet for weeks or months, scientists say. Fox News. Well, is it the Trump supporters are going to blow it up with no evidence? Or is it the sun? Or is it the globalists are going to hit a few buttons and turn the grid off and then say it's the sun or Trump supporters to then say, oh, don't worry, we got a new backup computer system with a new global central bank digital currency. Their Ponzi scheme is imploding. And instead of being Sam Bankman-Fried or Bernie Madoff, who are low-level Ponzi scheme guys, just in the tens of billions, the globalists are dealing in the thousands of billions. They're dealing in the quadrillions. You don't need an alien invasion, Project Bluebeam they've been cooking up. That's on the books, too. That's in the cards. No, you just need to say the sun blew it all up, or Trump supporters hacked into the internet and shut down the power, so now we've got to only direct you to the sites we say. They say that's what we're going to do. We'll get your power back on. We'll get everything working again. Just do what we say. They already did lockdowns with viruses. They already produced in labs. They already gave us poison shots that caused 20 million to die and massive heart attacks in children everywhere. And Canadian TV is running cheesy ads about how it's so normal for little kids to have heart attacks and teenagers, and just it's the new normal. And I remember they were stealing the election of the American people in 2000 in November, late November. I was in Phoenix and I was shooting live reports. Lockdown was in place. No one was there. It was like a ghost town. And I'm outside the Westin Hotel at a park shooting videos, shooting reports, and I watched buses drive by saying, heart attacks are now completely normal. Another bus drives by. Nanotech's the answer. mRNA shots. They're literally pre-programming it all and making it glamorous and cool and fun. Just like, oh, we've all these runs and marathons and fundraisers to stop autism. There wasn't one autistic child 50, 60 years ago. Now they're everywhere. But don't worry, we've got a 10K that'll pay for the autistic kids. And then all these scientists and people in an ad, oh my God, my 2-year-old is having a heart attack. The ad's like, it's normal, honey. It's normal to have heart attacks. We're here. Call the National Health Service. It always happened. Children always had heart attacks. People always lived to 30. People are always sterile. It's normal. Fentanyl's normal. Drag queen pedophile time's normal. It's all normal. Here's the ad airing on national Canadian television that it's just so normal to have heart attacks, but don't worry, the government and the media is going to come to you and give your child medical treatment for that new heart problem they've got. You didn't do anything wrong giving that shot. It wasn't the shot. Here it is. Totally normal. You're 15. You're having a heart attack. That happens to everybody. You're not 80 years old. Oh, but look, the medical system's saving you. Oh, your mommy's upset. So they show you all the drama. Oh, look, he had that heart attack. It's okay. Jim Cook's gay. He's having a lot of fear. It's okay. Yeah, he's a little boy. It's like those drug ads. Don't make any sense. Like, you're hiking up a mountain, you take the drug, you're fine now. It's like, anxiety, you're all going to have heart attacks now. It's okay. Oh, he always had anxiety. He always had heart problems since he was little. It didn't just happen. They didn't diagnose it. Everyone had heart problems. It was genetic. You had heart problems when you were little. You just had a heart attack when you were 15. But she's going to save you. She's got a white lab coat. She just saw your genetics. That's why you just had a heart attack. Oh, thank God. Oh, they're going to mRNA him. They're going to give him a CAT scan. Oh, we're so sorry. Your 14-year-old, 15-year-old had a heart attack. He had problems when he rode a bike when he was little. That's why the heart attacks were always there. We just didn't know. Oh, it's so trendy. But he's like so cool now. He's had a heart attack, and now he's going to have heart medication if he survived. But it's okay. It's okay. It was always there. Wasn't the shot. Now you've got a pacemaker. Oh, they fixed you. Oh. Oh, my God. It's so normal now. It's so heal the future. All your children are having heart attacks now. Sick kids, VS. Oh, that's so loving. Oh. And soon they'll say, they already are, actually, it's a conspiracy theory to say children didn't used to have heart attacks. They're like, how dare you attack them? We're saving them. No, they always had heart attacks. You're starting to figure out how liberal this is? How loving? Don't read the studies. Just take the shots.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Short break, I was sitting here thinking, why are the globalists trying to depopulate us? Why is there like a gun metaphysically in their head to do it? It's because they know there's a great awakening happening, and they're going to lose control if they don't wipe out the majority of the population. And then literally the crew walks in and hands me this stack of news. Javier Milei, the anti-globalist, anti-communist, anti-New World Order, pro-Alex Jones, pro-Donald Trump, pro-Tucker Carlson candidate, wins Argentine presidential election. Far-right libertarian Javier Milei wins after rival concedes. We're winning from Sweden to Argentina, from New Zealand to Italy. We're winning everywhere, and that's why the globalists are scared and want to create a devastating collapse of civilization, a major control power outage, you name it. So as positive as the Great Awakening is, we've got to understand the enemy is planning to strike back. Victory for TV celebrity turned political leader catapults South America's number two economy into an unpredictable future. Javier Milei, a volatile far-right libertarian who has vowed to exterminate inflation and take a chainsaw to the state, who's been indicted for saying there's inflation. They said the inflation's because of him, but it all happened before him, has been elected president of Argentina, catapulting South America's number two economy into an unpredictable and potentially turbulent future. With 90% of the votes counted, the Mick Jagger impersonating TV celebrity turned politician, who is often compared to Donald Trump, has secured nearly 56% of the vote compared to his rival's 44.1. Freedom is popular, and the system is in full panic. And the globalists aren't God. We're a planet two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy, hurtling through time and space. They're not God, but neither are we. What are they going to pull when everything's turning against them and everything is blowing up in their face? That's the big question you've got to be asking tonight. And when the FBI, we pull the headlines up, tells you Trump supporters are going to hack the power grid imminently with no proof, who does it aid to collapse civilization? What they try with COVID and the lockdowns? To shut down all the small businesses and double their profits, which they did. They have the motive. They have the history. They've done it before. They're not just the prime suspects. They're the ones behind it. What a time to be alive. Argentina's new president is radical libertarian, Javier Milei. Milei wins presidential vote. His opponent admits defeat. What a time to be alive. But we're told by NASA, imminent solar flares. Yeah, there he is with the don't tread on me flag, the Marine Corps, the Navy flag. They're telling you there's an imminent attack or an imminent solar flare about to knock the power out ahead of the election. It's on the table for them to kill Biden, blame it on a right winger. It's on the table for them to kill Trump, blame it on a left winger. Don't riot the streets. Don't kill cops. Don't randomly run around like an idiot. It's intellectual, spiritual battle. Defend your family, though, and be ready. Because make no mistake, we're living in the most historic time in human history right now. Case Geiser, really smart guy, great talk show host, is going to take over Sunday Night Live. There's only 6 minutes of ads an hour during Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. He's loaded for bear to cover all this. Take your calls, special guests, and more. Case Geiser coming up. But before I end this hour, I just want to say something here because every show could be my last. And we're all in borrowed time here. It's all up to God how long we're here. I'm very thankful to the crew. Very thankful for our listeners and supporters. I'm very thankful to God, obviously, and my family who's been put through a lot of hell for this fight. And I got to tell you that we've reached the real quickening point here. Everything I've done in 29 years on air, in April, it'll be 30. April 1994, I first began to host my own shows. 30 years in the fight. Seems like 10 seconds. And I know I'll go and I'll die and I'll go to meet the Lord, but there'll be people that come after me. But I want you to know this. We're living in epic times right now, and don't make any mistake about that. The globalists have been defeated. The problem is they're like sharks. They got multiple rows of teeth. This group we defeat, there's another group behind them. It's an inside job to change our soul, to seek God's face and repent, and to ask God to heal our land. That's really where we are right now. Yeah, we're going to win politically everywhere, despite the indictments, despite the censorship. Despite the attacks, humanity's will is strong. I bet on the right horse. I believe in you because I believe in me. But the globalists are willing to start nuclear war. The globalists are willing to cut off the energy, which they've already done. You understand they've already cut off 30% of the fertilizer in the last 2 years. That's going to kill 100 million people, they admit. I mean, we are in a very... And so I feel sorry for the third world populations, not allowed to have jobs, not allowed to work, starving, flooding us, who are then organized against us. I care about them. They're victims. But they're a weapon now turned against us. I love water. Take a bath in it, drink it, it's great. Got to have it. But if somebody blows up a dam above your town, it floods you. It kills you. So how do you thread the needle of not hating the migrants who've had their economy shut down and are totally enslaved and are desperately trying to get food for their families, and then they show up here and are brainwashed by BlackRock and the UN to hate America and hate white people? We got to figure out how we're going to deal with this and reach out to these people, but also try to end the lockdowns of their countries so they don't have to come here. But the ones that get here, we got to reach out to them. It's a big problem, but God's given us the tools to fix it, and we can do it together, and we've got to do it together. That is the Great Commission. And in closing, I'll just say this before Chase Geiser takes over. Infowars.com/show. Your station doesn't carry it. Just tune in Infowars.com/show. And I appreciate our stations. Please support them as well. We're selling products that are game-changing. The Infowars Platinum Line, HGH Max Boost, 1776 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD are incredible. We have the biggest sale of the year right now. Double Patriot points. That's 10% off your next order. Free shipping store-wide on any order. And X2, the only true atomic iodine that is the most miraculous product ever. We haven't had it in over a year because I wouldn't put out a fake one. This is the real one. Hard as hell to make. Nobody else has got it. X2. Now, 25% off. Infowarsstore.com. Get my book, The Great Awakening, or the last book, The Great Reset, The War for the World. Get the signed copy. That's a fundraiser. Please keep us on air. We don't have George Soros and Bill Gates backing us. We have you. And I hate coming to you with hat in hand. I'm not an arrogant person, but I hate putting pressure on you. But I hate something way worse, and that's giving up and failing. We've delivered via the grace of God. We've followed the course. We've delivered the Grand Slam here. We've won the Super Bowl multiple times. And if you don't support us, we can't do it. So just make the decision. It's a decision you've got to make to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Silver Bullet, high-quality colloidal silver that every medicine cabinet needs, to get the X2 that's back in stock, to get the free shipping up to 60% off. We're backed by the people. We're counting on the people. And I salute and thank everybody that has backed us. And I want to just tell you I love you and I appreciate you. All right. That was an extremely pertinent and informative 2 hours. And it's just dead on. And I'm just very honored to be somebody that's truthful and has been blessed by God to have the gift of discernment to be here. I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to salute you all. I want to tell the crew, thank you so much for all the work you do. And I want to encourage you now to tell everybody you know and those you don't know via text message, email, word of mouth. Tune in now to Chase Geiser and Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. and tomorrow. Harrison Smith, 8 a.m., and myself, Owens, in solitary confinement, of course, free speech. This is very real, folks. But whatever you do, get X2. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com and The Great Awakening, my book. I want to thank you all for your support. That's it for this November 19, 2023, Sunday transmission. God bless and good luck.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.